This is a podfic of the work Pearl Dreams by Gavilan, read by Daisy Diversions. The reading for this work is general audience, and no archive warnings apply. The category is Gen, and the fandom is Motosisha, The Untamed, and Word of Honor. Relationship: Mengxia and Mengyao. Additional tags for Drabble: Alternate Universe Fusion, Ghost Valley, What if Ghost Valley existed in the Untamed world? This is the start of a whole world that exists in my head. Summary: when Ayao is 5, Mengxia takes him to Jinling Tai. Reader's notes: I'm recording this for Voice Team Mystery Box 2024. One of the challenges is to record things in a weird way, and somebody on our team mentioned doing a reading while doing handstands in the lawn style of discipline. I can't do a handstand, so I'm going to do kind of a shoulder stand. And I'm going to stop the recording, set myself up, and then I'm going to read the rest of this. So I'll see you in a minute. Hold on. Okay, I feel very silly, so I'm going to get going with this. The pearl shattered under Jin Guanshan's boot. All Mengxia's dreams gone to nothing. His guards tossed her down the gleaming steps. At the bottom, she forced her eyes open. Anyan, Ayao cried. For her son, she stood, pain lacing every step. Mengxia turned her back on Jinling Tai. She had placed her faith in a man. She never would again. She remembered whispers of red shadows in the dark. The Department of the Unfaithful giving a home to women with nowhere else to go. Mengxia held tight to her son's hand. It was time. She became a ghost. Okay, I'm going to get down now. Whew, okay. Reader's notes. That was interesting. I'm glad I picked such a compact story. But really, this was incredible. I really loved the imagery here. I love the setup of the story. One of my secret shames is that I've actually never watched Word of Honor. It's been eternally, not eternally, it's been on my list since people got into it. I've just never, I've never watched it. And of course, everyone has already seen it. So, you know, nobody wants to do a group watch because they want to go on to other stuff, right? So, which I'm also happy to consume. But yeah, so this was really beautiful, though, like very haunting. And the imagery that was invoked, I thought was really interesting. And it's an interesting concept, right? And you can think already, like, well, how would this change the whole story of the original canon? And so it's really interesting. But anyway, yeah, thank you to Gav for having blanket permission to Podfic. And if you made it this far, please consider going back and leaving kudos and comments on the original story. Thanks for listening.